Welcome to the new P10 Torque Factor podcast, and I'm your host, Scott Brown, a show discussing all things moving the service industry forward, focusing on expanding knowledge and awareness around tools, equipment, education, and industry trends. Today's featured guest is Peter Cole, who will be talking about refrigerant 1234YF. We'll also have Donnie Cipher with a NASDAQ update, and Steve Ford, aka the Car Guy, with some insight on education for the automotive service trade. This episode is brought to you in part by VehicleServicePros.com is a trusted online resource for vehicle service and repair information, fleet maintenance management, and the latest products for servicing America's fleet of vehicles. It's the official website of Professional Tool and Equipment News, Fleet Maintenance, and Professional Distributor Magazines. VehicleServicePros.com is on the pulse of the industry, sharing new technology, the latest product information, and market trends to keep our readers in the know-how. Okay, we're talking recalls now. GM recently issued a fairly significant recall in September of 2019 involving 3.4 million vehicles. These are primarily the truck SUV platforms, including the 2015-17 Escalade, 2014-18 Sierra Silverado, 2015-18 Suburban, and 2015-18 Yukon/Tahoe. Recall number 19V is in Victor-645. Basically, what's happening here is that the engine-driven vacuum pump for the power brake system is failing due to lack of oiling. This can be linked back to lack of proper maintenance. There is an oil screen for the lube circuit on this particular pump that typically gets plugged up and causes the pump to actually break apart inside. I have seen this here in our shop, and basically what GM has done is that they've come up with a software update for the electronic braking control module that will provide additional braking assistance if the power brake booster vacuum levels drop below a certain level. GM is not issuing any repairs to the pumps themselves, so you may want to be on the lookout for this and inform your customers that proper maintenance can lead to extended life. You can check up on all recalls at the NHTSA website, nhtsa.gov. All right, next up we've got an item related to automatic emergency braking with 2017 to 2018 Nissan Rogues. There is a voluntary recall and a TSB. The voluntary recall is NTB19, so that's November Tango Bravo 19-064B as in Bravo. They've got an issue with false activation of the automatic emergency braking system. And basically what they are going to do is check and reprogram the laser radar module and also the ICC or intelligent cruise control / ADAS module. They've issued software updates to correct for this. So that was issued on the 20th of September 2019. So if you get those vehicles in your shop, it's a good idea to run that VIN number through the NHTSA website to see what is open. All right, next up is a case study. And for this one, this was a vehicle that we had in our shop. And you can read up on all of the details on Diagnostic Network. The vehicle was a 2001 Chevrolet Suburban that was towed in. And the customer basically reported to us that for many months now, the ECMB fuse at the underhood distribution center fuse block was blowing. And he'll just drive along and the car will shut off and he'll get out and pull that fuse out, put another one in it, and he can drive off for a little while. He's had it into multiple shops and has had all kinds of work done to it. When we got it in, we started doing a preliminary inspection. And if you're looking at the web version of this, you'll see all of the imaging as I walk through this. You'll see that there's been a lot of wiring that's been added, a bunch of upgrades on the lighting system and whatnot. And we know that in some cases, this could likely be an induced problem. Well, we started looking around and isolating the circuits feeding that fuse feeds, and we couldn't see any correlation between the add-on wiring and this particular system. So basically what I wanted to